The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Season. We started with how to walk in the realm. We looked at Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 4, where God saw things that were not good. And I believe that from January to now, somebody is still seeing some things that is not good. But God never spoke problem. He spoke solution. And that is the principle of first mention. God saw. So he could let Moses write that things were not good. But God did not hold on to what was not good. He was thinking of the solution. And I believe that after these 4 weeks, somebody's tongue has begun changing. Somebody's words has begun changing. Because now you are not a problem carrier, but now you are a solution carrier. Hallelujah. So after God saw all those things, instead of he saying, what is happening? How are things not going well? God said, let there be light. And scripture says, and there was light. Which gives us the first principle, that whatever you say, you will see. So God said, Bible said, God saw, and it was what? Good. Whatever you say, you will see. Whether good or bad, so choose. Then the following week, we looked at Numbers. I'm trying to recollect the chapter. We looked at Numbers where Moses sent Israel to go and spy the land. They were on a fact-finding mission, but they became concluders of the mission. When they came, they were only to tell what they saw. They came to indeed say what they saw, but they ended up telling them that we cannot. So they drew a conclusion. Meanwhile, they were not sent to bring conclusions. They were sent to just come and tell what you saw, and God will continue from there. Then the third week, we looked at when Joshua came, what he did differently. He also told the men, go. And when it was time to march around Jericho, 6 days marching every day, 7 day marching 7 times, Joshua added rules and regulations. And what were the rules and regulations? No talking, no noise, no shouting, until the day I bid you to shout. Why? Joshua knew that the problem of Israel was complaining. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone listening to me, if your problem is complaining, Israel complained and they never got to the promised land. So I am here to tell you that the more you complain, the more you will not get there. If you want to get there, stop complaining. Israel complained and they could not get there. So Joshua gave them a solution. Shut your mouth. Keep your mouth quiet. Then the fourth week, that was last week, we looked at Numbers 21. And what did we see in Numbers 21? In Numbers 21, Israel had gone round Edom. And Bible said, their journey was long and the people grew impatient. Why? They knew where they were coming from, Egypt. They knew their present. Their present was the wilderness. But they did not know where they were going. If you don't know where you are going, you will not be patient. Because they did not know where they were going, so they wanted to get down. And when you grow impatient, the next thing, your mouth will talk. Nobody grows impatient and goes to sleep. You grow impatient and the next thing is, Neye dede, mekasa, mawie. So you talk. And when they were talking, scripture says, they talked against God. And they talked against Moses. And the moment you grow impatient, you will never respect anybody. You can insult to the highest because you are impatient. So they got angry, they insulted everyone. And in their insult, they dug graves for themselves. May you not dig grave for yourself. May you not dig grave for yourself. Don't miss Friday, because Friday we'll pray about our mouth. May you not dig graves for yourself. Because I told you that the warfare we are in, some of us, we have conquered our father's house. We have conquered our mother's house. But we have not conquered ourselves, because ourselves is our mouth. And every day you keep on tying yourself. Every day, when will you untie? When will you lose? So you will die in it. So they said, we will die in the wilderness. Moses, you brought us here to die. And therefore, God sent serpents. And what did the serpents do to them? You said you would die in the wilderness. So the serpent bit them so that they die in the wilderness. I pray for you this day that any word you have released from your mouth that has brought serpents into your life, may the Lord himself deliver you. Somebody did not hear that. Asembia waka, a ama awo, ewura wa brabom, a omoke kawono, nyamianka sanji wumfrim. Because the serpents came out of their ways. So serpents can come out of your ways. So check your ways. And I believe that today, being the fifth week, by this time, somebody is checking his ways. Last 2 weeks, I gave you Proverbs, which said, hold my mouth. And so by this time, somebody's mouth is being held tight. Tonight, we are continuing. I knew that when I started with the Old Testament, somebody will say, "Eye apam dada." We are new creation. We are in a new time. So today we are in a new creation. So today we've come to the New Testament. That the principle that starts does not get broken. From the old, it runs to the new. So today we are looking at Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Today, can I get a new reader? Today, can I get a new reader? A new reader. A new reader. You can use phone Bible, book Bible, exercise book Bible, holy Bible. What type of Bible? You only tell us the version you are using, and we will recraft ourselves into that version. You want to use NIV? Okay, don't worry. Any version you use, we'll manage ourselves in. So Luke chapter 1.
Luke chapter 1, from verse 1.
Yeah.
Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us. Verse 2. Just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the Lord. 3. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus.
Amen. So Amen. We see that the letter was written to one called Theophilus. And in that account, we see two things there. From Luke chapter 1, he tells us that, one, they were eyewitnesses. They were eyewitnesses. So it is not ake. It is not yese. It is what they saw. It is what they saw. So in Dr. Luke writing the book of Luke, he's telling us that it is something they saw. And then verse 3 says, with this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning. So it was not that they just saw and they wrote. But they saw, they investigated. Why? The writer of Luke was a doctor. And the doctor believed in investigation. He does not believe in, it just happened and minkoka. So it happened and he will check. I didn't see it. He will ask questions. So after his investigation, he now writes. So when you look at the first portion of it, it is more of a scholarly writing. A scholarly writing because Ochura comma big men. But when he now descends down, he writes it to the ordinary person. So that the ordinary person will understand the investigation. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on this day, the 13th day of December, we are looking at an investigation. Amen. Amen. So when you read the book of Luke, you are looking at an investigation. Somebody's writing of an investigation. Amen. Can we continue?
From verse 4. So that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught.
I have already commented on this. So that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. You may know that it is true. You will go and get the same outcome. Because he made sure, he knew that a generation like us will come, who will ask, and so how, and so why, and so this, and so that. So he decided that I will do the investigation very well before I write. I will not write before I do the investigation, but I will do before I do what I write. So now verse 5. Let's go.
Verse 5. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly.
Seven. Amen. So the first investigation he's writing about is about who? It's about who? Can I hear you? Are you following? First investigation. So investigation number one. We are looking at investigation number one. Zechariah. Amen. The high priest or the priest called Zechariah. The priest named Zechariah. Please continue.
Zechariah. Seven. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren. And they were both all along in years. 8. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty, he was serving as priest before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. 10. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. 11. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him.
Reader, can you hold on? Let's look at some things. So, we are looking at a priest. The name of the priest is called Zechariah. Now, from the priesthood, everybody has a duty. And therefore, when the Lord fell on him, his duty was to burn what? What was his duty? To burn incense. Amen. He was a priest. But Nejumane said, incense. Amen. And with this job, he did faithfully. He did as the Lord will give him strength. Hallelujah. Ote hano, Wejumane saying, Wejumane saying, the Lord fell on him, and his job was to burn incense. Wo wejuma anything. What is your work? He was burning incense. He had an issue, but he was still burning incense. He had an issue, but he was still what? Burning incense. Verse 10.
Okay, so verse 10 again.
No, start from verse 9.
Okay. Verse 9. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. Mm-hmm. 10. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Mm-hmm. 11. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. 12. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. 13. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. 14. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from birth. 16. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God. 17. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. 18. Zechariah asked the angel.
Please pause. So from verse 7. When they discussed, when the writer started looking at who Zechariah was, he first told us about his life. He and the wife were both righteous. I told you that the man who wrote this book was doing a scholarly work. So his first investigation is talking about what? A priest called Zechariah. But in talking about that priest, he has to look at the man's life. Not what he was doing first, but his life. And from his life, he said he and the wife were both righteous. Then the writer now came to state a problem. They were both righteous, but they were barren. Who tells us that akwensidie bi eden ewo mu abrabom? So in the writer trying to help us to understand who Zechariah is, he's a righteous man, but he does not have a child. The wife is a righteous woman, but she is barren. Then the writer now continues to say, they were both very old. So, he states the problem. He now adds timing of man to the problem. And what is the timing of man? They were both very old. Which means, from your viewpoint, from my viewpoint, enya dia ombeye den, omubewo, omapawo. So, look at how the writer writes it to us. So, they are still doing the work. They are very old. So, it tells you that they have a problem. They are still doing the work. In the midst of the problem, they continue to do the work. Some of us have ceased doing what we are doing because we have problems. But the Bible is telling us that in the midst of the problem, Zechariah, Otoso, Koso, will you stop doing what you are doing because of problems? So for Zechariah, problems could not stop him. He was doing what he was doing. He was doing what he was doing. Then the scripture now, or the writer now continues to say how he was chosen. And in verse 10, he says, now the whole crowd of people were praying outside at the hour of the incense offering. That means that Zechariah does not fail to do his work. Because the people need that time to pray. And anytime the time comes for them to pray, Zechariah, Obonejuma, he was working. And lo and behold, this day, when he was working, an angel appeared at the right side. Read through scripture and you come to see that everyone who meets an angel begins to what? Tremble. So he trembles, and then the angel brings word from above. Your wife will give birth. Not only give birth, but his name shall be called John. So the word coming, the wife will give birth. Number two, his name shall be John. That means that you give birth to a male child. His name will be what? John. And then what he will do is being said. Everything is being said. Everything is being said. Okay. Please, shall we continue?
From verse 18, Zachariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." 19, the angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news." 20, "And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." 21, meanwhile...
Thank you. Thank you. So, why was Zachariah's mouth shut? We can reference it from Joshua, where Joshua told them, no talking, no noise, no shouting. Why was Zachariah's mouth shut? He was not believing. Why was Zachariah's mouth shut?
Zachariah's mouth was shut because, as a high priest, he's supposed to know better. He doubted the message Angel Gabriel brought to him. And so his mouth had to be shut. Amen.
Thank you. Why was Zachariah's mouth shut?
Praise the Lord. I want to add that it was just because he could end up by pronouncing things that will pollute the atmosphere. Pollute the atmosphere and delay or even prevent the actualization of what the angel came to tell him. He would be saying, like we heard before, we will die here, this thing will not happen. These are some of the things that if he wants to talk, he will be saying, oh, we are old. How can this old man or old woman be able to give birth? So, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, so we continue. Why should heaven shut your mouth? Assuming I'm doing a preaching. Why should heaven shut your mouth? God is God. God is big. God has sent an angel. Let the angel come and speak to you. Why should God shut your mouth? Going back to Genesis chapter 1. I'm continuing. Going back to Genesis chapter 1. Heaven respects words. Somebody put it down in your heart. Heaven respects what? Words. If God spoke words and light came into the world, then God respects words. heaven respects wealth. Hallelujah. So heaven is big. Heaven has sat down. The council of heaven has sat down. They have come to a realization that for a forerunner to come, for the prophecies of Christ to be fulfilled, a forerunner needs to come. They have identified this man and this woman. Heaven has sat down, mentioned their name, dispatch an angel to come. The angel comes. After everything the angel has said, if the man walks out and said, It will not work. Heaven believes in words. Heaven believes in words. Don't use your situation to turn negative on your heart yourself, because it will work. So the angel did not need to go to heaven to consult heaven to come down. Because by the time he gets to heaven and comes down, Zachariah was saying, he said, I, Angel Gabriel. That was one of the first times we hear an angel mentioning his own name. That I stand in the presence of God. Meaning that when the council was going on, I was there. I was listening. They said, this guy will come through you and your wife. And when they sent me, they did not just send me with an empty parcel. They told me the name and what the guy will even do. Na se me kase me ko na manka wanu antuma. Ejuma na heaven nyina yeye no be den obese no. Some of us are using our mouths to spoil the decisions and the plans heaven has drawn for us. It is unfortunate, but I have to say it. Some of us have specially decided that we will use our mouth to spoil everything that heaven has designed for us. And therefore you come and you think it is the pastor. It is not the pastor. It is you. So the angel says, Minko na masamba. Because if you speak, it will work.
When we read in King James, Philemon or Philemon, depending on where you went to school, it is only one chapter. Philemon. When you use the King James Version, Philemon 1:6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The communication of your faith. Echese wo ye den wo pel mu eka. One can enye ho. It can go through your thinking, but without you saying it, it is not what established. So we will close this guy's mouth. Let him keep his doubts. Look at somebody and tell the person, keep your doubts to yourself. Let him keep his doubts to himself. Let him not open his mouth. Otherwise, heaven will not be true. So I am here to tell you that there was a prophecy on you. This prophecy, God even mentioned his name, mentioned the date, said everything, and you are wondering, why has it not come to pass? Check your mouth. Check your mouth. What did you say? Or what have you said? Check your mouth.
Yabo ye ho abropa o. Ye di ye ho awu. The wickedness you are seeing, some are part of your own what? Saying. Check your mouth.
I wrote something here.
When you think in line with God's word, you talk in line with God's word, then you believe in line with God's word, because we are the products of what? Words. This is why Zachariah's mouth was shut. A man named, I don't want to do this, but so one of the reasons why Zachariah's mouth was also shut was that don't lose faith and turn negative. Baby John. Wait, be serious. Okay? New work bone, be serious. Be serious. You have ended it. Whether it came from heaven or wherever it came from, you have spoiled the counsel. May you not use your mouth to spoil the counsel of the Lord. May you not use your mouth to spoil the counsel of the Lord. Oh, someone says, it doesn't matter what I do, it will not work. I didn't know me. It will work. It will work. It doesn't matter what I do, it will not work. Somebody used his mouth to destroy his 800-acre farm. He said, even when I farm, I will farm all this, but it won't rain. So that year, it did not rain, because on one side, it won't rain. Then later, he said, even when it rains, the plants will not amount to anything. So it rained, but the plant did not grow. Mawano, kweye ino wano ambo kao. Obu ha no mwa nioma waton onwa de nano abone hoka anza no die pie na wana na ato. There was a Japanese doctor. He does not believe his background did not show he believes in Christ. But he said he wanted to check the power of words. He's called Dr. Masaru Emoto. You can check it on Google. The moment you type his name, Emoto, Dr. Masaru Emoto, you will see the power of words. And in his experiment, they planted plants and they spoke to the plants. They spoke to the plants. One, they insulted the plants. The other, they said good words to the plants. Every day they will insult one. The next day they will say good words to the other one. Every day, so as an experiment, the one they insulted died. The one they said good words became fresh. He said the same thing to water, and the composition of the water changed. I'll just give you his name so that you go and read it yourself. The composition of the water change, which means that even water reacts to what we say. And he came to a conclusion that man is composed more of water than anything. So if water will react, that means that the moment you talk, your body begins to react. Are you home? Today we are going further. We are doing small, then we close. So, a brain surgeon also came out to also say the name. I will write the name for Dr. Emoto. E-M-O-T-O. But let me spell his first name so that you check it yourself. Masaru. M-A-S-A-R-U. Emoto. Because he is Japanese. So Emoto. M-O-T-O. He did the power of words. Investigation. Like Dr. Luke is doing in Luke. Investigating. So as you sit down, what do you say to yourself? If angels have to shut the mouth of Zachariah, then there are some things you cannot say. Not because your mouth cannot say, but when you say it, you damage your life. When you say it, you do what? You will damage your own life. So keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. For the promise of God to come to pass in your life, there are some things you must stop your mouth from saying. Somebody asked me a question. Sunday, we're talking about this. Somebody asked me a question that, why is it that when we say negative things, they happen? But when we say positive things, they don't immediately happen. Now, most of the negative things are the beliefs in your heart. You will see that Obiabe will run into a certain mode. Conscious. Oh, you're born, sir. But you're peony, ye kasa, we are free. But the woo muni momuna na we then in a woo ye pie. And that is also what? Prayer. Into why is it that when we say the right things, it that we don't get an effect there and then? Because some of the right things we are saying, it is still artificial. The beginning, it is artificial. So, praise the Lord. What will you respond? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will you say? Amen. Praise the Lord. Ademoraho. Obi Jin Asama Okaini Huana. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why does it not work at once? It does not work because if one man can't praise the Lord, would him say, man, Jesus, or because man, Jesus, intino, oh, can be, I'm a yenina, yenia, yen, aje. So, praise the Lord. So, the hallelujah is just a response that you are responding, but it is not coming from within you. Hallelujah. Then you shout, amen. Then, especially when we say, God is good. And so, all the time now, it is not a conscious all the time. That is why you are not seeing it work. So you have to say it to the point that it now becomes conscious. But meanwhile, when you were saying that, na some paibone kuran enye jumano, you had 1,001 reasons to say that enye de. So within you can tell them share economy no share minisika share minister. Into the moment you said engagement, it has more effect because what JD, what Jane, why analyze it into who can engagement. So because Kwanutum Kraka said, I didn't mean come on to you can't buy yet one thing. And a dollar and a cost of one thing. And now we okay, nay at two near Mason, one thing. Any Marco school, one thing. You understand? So, Ninyinasha woman, before you talk. But when we say God is good, and you want to say all the time, you will see that all the time now becomes what? An artificial thing. Any woman. So how does it work for you until it moves from artificial to become what? Natural. Where, when you are saying all the time, and somebody shuts your mouth, kawanutum, then you can tell the person, enra, fe di enyami ye mami, enra chi fe di enyami ye mami, fe di enyami ye, fe di enyami ye, fe di enyami ye, inti asem na meka, mi jidi ansa na meye den, meka. Bijiti and San America. On the screen, I think they have shown Dr. Mansari Iyamoto. That is the man. So when you have time, this is the man. He talks about the water. He talks about the plant. Then he will talk about one that smelled because of words. So some of the words are making us even smell. And so how would you attract something good? For the next 5 minutes, we want to just pray. We'll do the real prophetic prayer on Friday. Today, I just wanted you to begin to think. Because for this 5 weeks, by this time, some of us must begin to review our ways. Review our ways. Into wo kasa and yes media me kuku inti na me kasa o begin to review your ways. It says se minim se we ne kumia and ye mamin shem me huye. Mamin shem me huye. Because se ukwa hospital na wuko to edro na ye mao HIV edro na ubika chyo se e ye is edro uba tu ubun wa eden waken time. I want you to now read everything you are coming to say. Before you say it, shall we bow down our heads? We are going to pray. Father, every word I have mentioned that is now destroying my life, tonight, I pray that, Father, you will cancel it with the blood. Let the blood cancel it for me. I said it, but now it must be cancelled. Lift up your voice and say, I said it. Lift up your voice. Oh, here be abama brabo mumia na mede mano toy. And so net dear eradi jimi fro here we mu. Every word I have said. If Zachariah's mouth was not locked, even heaven would not have had the assignment done. That tells you that whatever you say has an effect not only on earth but in heaven. Tonight, within these 5 minutes, I give you an opportunity. Lift up your voice. Say, Heavenly Father, every wrong word that has come out of my mouth, let it be destroyed now with the blood of Jesus. Anywhere it has traveled, today it must end there. Baby, akwako dubiene enkaho. Enkaho. Some of us have released ballistic missiles. Some of us have released intercontinental missiles. Let it end here. And now, let it end. Any word I have released, somebody cancel it with the blood now. Cancel those words. I cancel those words with the blood. Because we are speaking spirits. And therefore, every word you are speaking, whether literacy, you are an illiterate, or you are not, it is working. Last week we realized that some of the words have released serpents. Some of the words have dug graves for us. But today, we are seeing that great things which should have come, some of our words have destroyed those great things. We are going to do the last prayer. Like how Zacharias' mouth was locked. If the miracle must come to pass, I remember when we were young, when elders are talking, or there are some things that you are saying, then you see your mother will hit your mouth. Come on, utum. Akolang kasa. Yedu baby e chesi e ye wohun humu. Insembi wohwa e chesi pie free wenu. Insembi wohwa e chesi pie free wenu. Begin to destroy it. Father, hold my mouth. Hold my mouth. Ha. Father, everything that heaven is about to bring to me, hold my mouth so that I do not destroy it. So that I do not destroy it. So that I do not destroy it. The only person who was capable of destroying the birth of John was Zachariah. He who the miracle was coming through, he was the same vessel who was capable of destroying it. Tonight we pray that the Lord will hold our mouth. Father, hold our mouths. Hold our mouths. Hold our mouths. Hold our mouths. Lord, hold. Father, hold. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this deliverance. Thank you 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 for this deliverance. Somebody said the contract, I don't believe it will come through, and it did not come. But he finishes and he accuses people for not making it come through. Meanwhile, he was the first person who stopped the contract. But tonight, if our mouths can stop, then come Friday, our mouths will speak. Don't miss Friday. Because if my mouth can stop, then on Friday, my mouth must speak. Father, forgive us. Forgive us. Some of us have accused you that, Father, you don't hear my prayer. Some of us have accused others that because of these people, my prayer is not working. But Lord, if you can hold our mouths like you held for Zachariah, by now many of us would have been walking in mighty miracles. Mighty miracles. Mighty miracles. And tonight we pray that, Father, revisit us. Revisit us. Because, Lord, we are knowing and we are learning why it is not happening. Why it is not working. For 1 minute. For 1 minute. Let's do this and close. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. If my mouth can curse myself, then my mouth should be able to bless myself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Father, tonight I bless myself. I bless myself because I am going places. You have made me great. And from tonight, let the greatness begin to burst out. Let the greatness begin to break out. Let whatever you have endowed in me begin to break out. I bless myself from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. That tonight, from tonight, I walk out blessed. From tonight, I walk out blessed. May you clear my eyes that I will see my blessing. Hayadaba sokata rababa. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And let everybody shout, Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.